Plastic pollution is entering our waterways at an alarming rate. Scientists around the world are actively researching to measure the human response needed to reduce future emissions. Today on The Daily, we are joined by Dr. Megan Barnes of University of Western Australia School of Agriculture and Environment. Dr. Barnes most recently worked within a group which modelled future scenarios which mapped out the effort needed to maintain plastic water pollution, or reduce it rather. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what targets were you and the team working towards in this modelled future scenarios?
Yeah, so what we were looking at was how we could try to keep, we looked at a few different scenarios, but the kind of primary goal was to see whether it was possible to reduce global emissions in the year 2030 so that they were about the same as they were in 2016. Around 8 megatons was a previous estimate. So the global community got really upset by knowing that that amount of plastic was going into the ocean. And with the increased population, with increased use of plastic, with continued waste generation and insufficient cleanup, it was growing more and more and more. And so we wanted to know how much was going in and see whether it was possible to keep it to at least that by 2030. And so we did that by trying to look at scenarios where people use less weight, so reducing waste generation by about 10% in high-income countries and 5% in lower- and middle-income countries, trying to make sure that the response was equitable, and to try to increase the amount of managed waste, so that's the kind of amount going into really well-managed, well-engineered dumps. To try to do that by to increase it up to about 90%. So globally, the amount in each country that's really well managed varies really widely, from about 20 or 30% up to like 95, 99% even in some countries. And so we wanted to increase that to 90% in high-income countries who can afford that engineering, 70% in middle-income countries, and 50% in 30% in low-income countries, and 50% in that kind of middle bound of like lower middle-income countries.
Absolutely. And you definitely want, in the best case scenario, as much plastic wastage reduced as you can.
Definitely.
So you've been quoted in saying that we need to radically change the way plastics economy works. For those who are unfamiliar, including me, what is plastic economy?
So the way we think about the economy is the way that we produce and use materials, how they're recycled, how they're valued, how waste is valued. So a lot of the time we just use things and throw them away, whereas if you create incentives like container schemes or other financial or other mechanisms to give value to waste, then you're changing how value is created throughout our whole ecosystem to try to be able to think differently about plastic. So you might change the incentives and subsidies or taxes to incentivize reductions in use. You might change the structure of how things are available by using alternative materials or incentivizing the use of other materials instead of plastic, like you might be familiar within energy, we have a subsidy for solar panels. So different ways of changing the way our financial systems and our social systems work in order to change the way we think about, use, and throw away plastic.
Yeah, it's definitely a way that we need to change our mindset on it. We're almost out of time, but just quickly, what do you think we need to do right now to reduce plastic waste?
Great question. So I think everyone individually needs to think about what they can do to try to reduce the amount of plastic they use. We need to, as a community, think about what materials are sustainable and how we can incentivize that in our businesses, in our communities, in our when we speak to our representatives, in our governance structures. And we need to introduce incentives for having a fully circular economy to stop throwing things away all the time and try to reduce what we use and then value the things that we do throw away by making sure that they're captured and not going out, you know, into the ocean, into our environment. And we need to do it pretty quickly because we're predicting that somewhere between 20 and 53 megatons of plastic would be being emitted to the aquatic ecosystem. So that's our lakes, our rivers, and the ocean by 2030, even with these massive reductions.
Wow, that's quite remarkable. Thank you so much, Megan, for joining us and telling us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me.